Karen Hagloff made a name for herself as a guitarist in the 1980s, playing on New York's alternative rock scene. She performed with avant-garde composers and collaborated with visual artists before deciding to make a change of career and putting down her guitar. That was more than 20 years ago. Now she's back with a new approach to her instrument and a new album called Western Holiday. Rick Carr has more.
When Karen Hagloff moved from the Twin Cities to New York, she saw right away that she faced a lot of competition. Lee Rinaldo and Thurston Moore of Sonic Youth, among many others, were coaxing new sounds out of their guitars. But by the end of the decade, she was playing in the acclaimed post-punk group Band of Susans. Hagloff collaborated with visual artist Robert Longo and played in composer Reese Chatham's ensemble, but she paid her bills working as a chef in the East Village. Then she had an epiphany that led her to set her guitar down.
The guitar was away for a decade at least. I mean, it was kind of like waking up one morning, working at the Levy restaurant at First Avenue and First Street, and realizing that in 10 years I did not want to be working in a restaurant, however great restaurant work was. And deciding to go back to college because I'd never finished college.
She finished not one, but two degrees. And finally, around the time she turned 50, she had her new career.
I just got these results on this patient I've been following who was sent to me with a coagulopathy.
She's Dr. Karen Hagloff when she's at her hematology oncology practice in Midtown Manhattan and consulting with another physician on treating blood conditions in cancer patients.
No, family history doesn't suggest that.
Family history is negative.
Hagloff says she got too busy to play guitar in med school. That didn't bother her through her internship, residency, and a fellowship at NYU.
I didn't really miss it until It Might Get Loud came out, and then suddenly saw that movie and it all came back that, oh my God, I'm a guitar player. Why aren't I playing the guitar?
Hagloff says she had to start from scratch. She wanted to be able to play in the East Village apartment she's lived in almost since she moved to New York. So she learned to play acoustic guitar, fingerstyle and with a slide, by watching online videos. She started writing songs influenced by what she heard on vacations at a dude ranch in New Mexico. She grew up on a Minnesota farm and still loves riding horses.
Listen. Time slows, stand still, doubles back again. Where you were, my half, my soul.
She was thinking about recording her new songs when she ran into someone who she hadn't seen in years, a bandmate who'd moved from Minnesota to New York with her, Steve Almas.
A little while later, she called me up and said she wanted to get a home studio together, and would I help her?
Almas is a solo artist who co-founded the early Minneapolis punk band The Suicide Commandos and the group Beat Rodeo. He was surprised by Hagloff's new approach to playing guitar when he heard her songs. But there was a bigger surprise.
I think she's just blossomed as a songwriter now. And it was clear she had the goods to do a whole album.
Hagloff asked Almas to produce that album.
I'd like to talk to you while I see what's behind that charming smile. I'm a worked out and when the trail's done for you. I write beds for camera, just brand new boots on a part-time rider. Looking for.
Almas says she has the same ability and focus as ever. And in the studio, some of her old, heavy guitar sound came back into her playing. Hagloff Radloff says she aimed to make her lyrics lighter than her guitar tone, but she acknowledges they have a dark undercurrent.
By the nature of my career and by the nature of anybody getting to the age that I am at and having seen people live and die and having friends live and die and seeing, you know, the type of things that happen in this world, I think there can't help but be some feeling of darkness, at least for me.
Hagloff's practice makes it hard for her to find time to play live, but she says she'd like to. Touring's out of the question, though, for her patient's sake. For NPR News, I'm Rick Carr in New York.
Emotions run high.